The show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core, and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to another fine edition of the Brad Westmar Show. Glad to be along with you once again. A special edition, Matt, of the Brad Westmar Show. Is this the first time we've had a guest with you on the show?
Yeah. A real live one?
A real live one instead of the dead ones that we've had before?
No, not pretend guests.
Not exactly.
We like to do.
No, exactly. No pretend guests. These are actually real guests. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago on the show, Josh Hadley has been begging me for a long, long time to be on the show. We had him on for a bonus segment, but that, honestly, I'm going to admit right now, that didn't really count. So he has been asking and asking and asking. And here's the thing too, Matt. I know what he was thinking. He was thinking, this is my opportunity here. Todd Sheets gets sick, okay? So they're down a man, okay? This is like, I'm like the backup quarterback. Josh wants to be our backup quarterback, and I'm going to guess that Scott is like Scott Boras. He's like Josh Hadley's agent. And being the big sports fan that Josh is, I know he has no idea who we're talking about. Josh Hadley and Scott, it's Scott Murray, right?
Yes.
See,
yes, it is.
I always forget your name, last name, when I'm on the show, but I remembered it today, and that's what matters. When you're here, I remembered your name. So, Scott, Josh, how are you fellas tonight?
Not too bad.
I'm doing quite well, and as for my name, it's, you don't have to remember. I have to apologize beforehand, too. I'm a little nervous about being on the radio, so...
pretend radio. It doesn't make a
okay.
difference.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretend radio. Come on. Now, Scott, you know, Matt would admit that he plays second fiddle to me, and he's perfectly fine with that because I've known him now for over 20 years, and he has always been second fiddle to me, but that's only because I'm older and stupider and balder than he is, and I have a horrible memory compared to him. So I'm like the star. He props me up every week for the show. He kind of, you know, puts toothpicks behind me. And helps me stand up during the show. And I'm like Glenn Campbell. I'm the Glenn Campbell of radio. They roll me out, and I do the show, and he is like my memory. And if it was not for him, there would be no show. Now, do you guys have a relationship like that on your show? You guys have a show on Jackalope Radio called Lost in the Static. It's how I first heard of you guys. Is that the kind of relationship you guys have on Lost in the Static?
No.
We're actually a 50-50 show.
Yeah, the truth is that Josh and I are more like a well-tuned symphony where I am a suite of violas playing a sweet, nice tune in the distance, and he comes in with kazoos and backs us up, and we play off of one another completely. We really do bring totally different viewpoints that I don't view Josh as a sidekick, and he doesn't view me as a sidekick. We're two parts, two very different parts to an impressive whole.
He's rational. I'm totally nuts.
Yeah, I've learned that. And and it's funny, too. Two things. First of all, Matt, do not get any ideas listening to that explanation from Scott, okay?
I'm taking notes. Okay, you hear great. Me scribbling.
Don't worry, Matt. We'll talk after the show. I'll get you up to speed.
Maybe if you guys could put together a packet or something for me, that'd be great.
Oh, God. Okay, look, secondly here, real quick, one of the first shows I ever listened to of Lost in the Static, I learned something about you, too. And it's funny. Josh, you don't do drugs or drink, correct?
You are correct. I have never in my life had a non-prescribed drug, a drop of alcohol, or a puff off a cigarette.
And Scott, can we say the same about you?
No, you can't.
Now, here's the funny thing about Lost in the Static. Scott looks like the guy that should have never drank or smoked anything. And Josh looks like the guy that should have tried everything in the book. See, that's what's funny about these two guys.
And that's why we work as a team.
Makes sense. Let's not ask Matt what he's drank and smoked before.
It's not a very long list.
No, it's probably not. Probably not. So
it's perfect. Even his wife says so.
Yeah,
that's true.
This is true.
It's a great point.
She does. She is a perfect wife. I'll tell you. That's why Matt and I fit together so well. Is I've had some interesting marriages, and he has had normal marriages or something like
marriage.
That. Marriage. I'm sorry. Yes, marriage. Sorry, just one.
Just one normal marriage.
Singular. I'm sorry. So real quick, how did you guys get together? I mean, let's not make this too long of a story, but I mean, you know, Matt and I obviously have history that we talk about on this show. I mean, we were in Real Radio together back in the day. We actually got paid for it. That's how we know each other. That's why we have the stories we have and things like that. How did you guys end up knowing each other and doing Lost in the Static?
Long story short, Josh and I worked at the same television station, and I couldn't stand him. I could not stand Josh at all, but he was very persistent and proved that underneath all of the garbage and the conspiracy theories and the stupid opinions and the idiocy, there really is the heart of a good person in there somewhere.
I think that was a compliment. I'm not sure.
And so... basically, he approached me after we had worked at this station together and said, "Hey, I want to do a radio show, and we seem to work well together. Would you like to do a radio show with me?" And I said, "You know what? Why not?" And I made the mistake of inviting him into my house for the first show, and we kind of stuck together ever since.
I'm kind of like a vampire. Once I've been invited in, you can't stop me after that.
I've noticed. Yeah.
Hey. Static is coming up on it in its 100th episode. So something's clearly working here.
I believe we deserve some canned applause there for that. Very good. Very, very, very impressive. Definitely one of my favorite shows on Jackalope Radio. And you just weren't happy with one show, Josh. Let me start over again. Why on God's green earth have you branched out in doing other things? And tell us real quick what the differences are between the other, I believe it's still just two other shows you have right now. Is that correct?
Correct.
Tell us about those.
Radiodrome sprung up. We had the Cinema Snob on as a guest once, and we just had a great conversation. And not to insult Scott, but basically the Cinema Snob and I were talking about movies, and Scott was giving me this look like, "I have no clue what you two are talking about." Yeah. So I said, "I need to do a show with the Cinema Snob." So we spun off Radiodrome. And then Scott and I usually record a lot of episodes at once. So by the time any kind of real news happens, it's well out of date by the time the episode would air. So I said, "I want to do a current events show," and the show I can't say the name of on this show, what the bleep
right
came about from that, which you've been on as well. And it just sort of spun off, and I was somehow able to talk Todd into giving me more and more time slots.
So basically what you're saying is your two shows are kind of like, you know, like Lost in the Static was all in the family. And then like Radiodrome was like the Jeffersons, and then What the F is like Maude. I mean, so a couple of spinoffs is basically the best way to put it.
Yeah, I would say that's the accurate way to put it.
Yeah, as long as maybe it's Archie's Place. I mean, was Archie's Place technically a spinoff of All in the Family?
It was actually a continuation, I would think.
Yeah, so I guess that wouldn't be fair. You wouldn't be Archie's Place. But those shows are great, too. Now, you seem like the kind of guy that's not going to be satisfied with just three. Are we thinking about a fourth one yet?
Not on Jackalope, but I am currently talking to Sirius about a show on Sirius.
Wow.
Scott didn't even know that. So that was a reveal to him. He gave me this look like, huh?
Hmm.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Very interesting. Well, you'll have to keep us abreast of that. And speaking of things like that, you also have a sponsor for Is It Lost in the Static? Is that right?
No, all three shows.
All three shows now. Great, great. Now, this is great because I want to talk a little bit about some things that may or may not make some of our audience or co-hosts uncomfortable. But first of all, in the near future, I do plan to do a segment that Matt can opt out of if he feels he needs to.
Oh, this is not good.
I'm going to do a segment about Asian massage parlors. So, yes.
Well, yes. I'm in. I am so in. If you just let me know.
Or if you're anything like me, you'll be off. So, never mind. That was bad. Bad joke. But going along with Asian massage parlors, tell us a little bit about your sponsor, if you don't mind. You don't need to tell us the details, but tell us a little bit about how you got hooked up with porn as your sponsor.
It's not porn.
I'm sorry.
It's AdamandEve.com. It's an adult toy party and supply store. It's not porn.
Sorry.
They have porn.
Well, they have porn, and they have lots of objects of certain shapes that are meant to be inserted in certain places, but it's AdamandEve.com is our sponsor.
Yes, many of them are gelatinous and some not so, and some have a nifty little switch that make them buzz, and some are shaped like other various parts of the human body, but, you know, with, what do they have, 20,000 products about? So
we're trying really hard to not say a naughty word right now.
That's man. Right.
You guys are doing
you guys are dancing around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you are. You're doing a great job. And let's be honest, too, with everybody. I did not warn you or remind you at all before we started the show to keep it clean. You guys are the consummate professionals, and I knew I didn't have to remind you. Actually, I forgot. But I know that you guys know how we work on this show, and I do appreciate that. If you do slip up, that's fine. You can just travel the 9 million miles here to Kansas City and edit the show for me.
Well, I got to tell you, Josh and I always strive on Lost in the Static to make it a clean and family-friendly show. No, we don't.
No, you don't. No. No. No, you don't.
Theodrome is FCC-friendly, so I do know how it is to have to play nice for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. I know you do, and you're doing a fine job of it. And so I'm just kind of curious to know if you guys happen to have, I mean, Josh, we don't spend a lot of time talking. Scott, we just, of course, have only spoken on Lost in the Static for an hour. Do you have any questions for us or anything that about the show that grabs you or that you think is wrong, other than the fact that I blister Todd with the insults every 5 minutes or so on the show? What drew you to this show, I guess, is the question I'm trying to ask, Josh. I mean, truth be told, I did really go back into my Facebook messages and saw that, my God, the first time this guy messaged me, he has to be on the show. I mean, what is it you like about us? Because I just don't find myself to be that entertaining.
Oh, that's a lie. You know you find yourself to be
absolutely true. I do.
I would say what drew me is you kind of have this 90s shock jock yet nice guy kind of quality, bringing it into the new era, and you're kind of out of place, and that's all meant as a compliment. Did that make sense at all, Scott?
I was just attracted by his sultry voice.
You know, look who's talking there, Mr. Boomer. You know, that does make sense. That makes sense. You know, and it's funny because I've always admitted that this show is inspired quite a bit by a couple of my more favorite talk comedy shows from the 90s. And it's just kind of where I learned to do what we do on this show. And I've always said, too, by the way, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice, because I'm stealing it from somebody else. I mean, let's be honest. There's not really a whole lot that hasn't been done in radio already, right?
Well, at least you're not like Howard Stern accusing everybody of stealing from you. Even if they predated you, they still stole from you somehow.
That's a good point.
Really, in today's culture, with the sharing of everything on the internet and everything being available, It's really hard not to steal, and if you do steal, generally it's out of love. So if we steal from you, it is completely an expression of our love for you.
And that is the legal standard we're going to sit by in court.
Exactly.
Probably a good idea. I should also mention to people, too, as we talked about last week on the show, we're still recording this show from my home studio. And if you hear any cutting out and stuff like that, a lot of it, I think, has to do more than anything with just the limitations of Skype. I mean, you guys have worked quite a bit with Skype here in the recent past, too, with your shows and things. Let's be honest. I mean, Skype can only do so much and handle so much. And we're doing the best we can right now with the show. Everything's coming out fine. Don't get me wrong. Everything sounds fine. But I just want to kind of warn people if they hear things that are a little bit goofy. My connection is doing the best it can.
Hey, it's not as bad as the first time you were on WTF. My connection was so bad, you had to record the show you were guesting on and then send it to me later to edit.
This is true. This is true. That did happen. That's true. So let that be a lesson to everybody with Skype. It can only handle so much. I mean, I hope someday maybe they come up with something a little bit better. But at this point, we've got, four connections running through, right now. And I'm actually impressed that it's held up as good as it has. I think the only time we have any issues is when we all try to talk at the same time. Skype doesn't like that very much.
Well, we're doing the best we can on this end, it's I think just about everybody has used the internet to talk to one another at some point. And I got to tell you, though, comparing Skype today versus Skype when I first started playing around with it in 1994 and 95, amazing difference.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point. It really has come a long way, and thank God, because it's because of Skype that Jackalope Radio has been able to do what it's been able to do, too. So let's see. What shall we do? There's something I'd like to do to get warmed up, and it's something that last week we didn't get to on the show, Matt, because we spent so much time talking about my trip to Rhode Island and Boston. But I did have on the show notes a site that I'd like you to pull up if you don't mind. This won't make you feel as uncomfortable because I think you've already done this before on the show. Could you please go to brasizefinder.com for us? We're going to do a little celebrity bra size guessing to warm up the show here because I've discovered that on my old show, the Wild Wild Westmar show, I was just learning about bra sizes. I just didn't really know much about bra sizes. I didn't really quite understand what the measurements were. But, with that segment came learning. And now here, several years later, I've gotten pretty good at guessing bra sizes of celebrities. So would you guys be willing to do a few with me here to start the show?
Why not?
We can do that.
Josh, have you ever seen a boob before?
I have a child, so yes.
Okay.
I have a boob sitting right next to me right now.
You do?
I do. Josh is a huge boob.
He kind of is, isn't he? But he's a nice boob. So
all I can say is it's okay. The areola around me is all nice and atmospheric.
Right, that's enough. Do you have it pulled up, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you just kind of float around that site a little bit and see if you can find a name of a celebrity that you think we'll all know, and we can try to guess their bra size.
All right. We might as well start with the best.
Okay.
Let's start with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and start if you guys don't mind. And I'm going to say, I don't know if this sounds wacky, but I'm going to say 28C. Does that sound pretty small?
Are you sure you know what you're talking about?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, gentlemen, the number actually refers to the measurement around the chesticle area, the entire circumference of the chest. Am I right about that?
That's what I understand.
Right. And then the letter is the cup size, basically more than a handful, more than a mouthful, So Jennifer Love Hewitt is not a thick girl, okay? You know what? I'm going to back up. I'm going to say 30. I'm going to go 32C. I'm going to say 32C. You have me concerned now that I went too thin. So my final answer is 32C.
Okay. Now, we getting all three guesses, and then
let's go ahead and let's go ahead and this time we'll do it that way. Did anybody have another guess out of that?
I'm gonna go. I think C is being generous.
She struck me as having big sweater puppies.
Exactly. I think what I'm gonna go with, especially looking back at some of her earlier films. I am going to go, I think you're right on with 32, but I'm going to go 32B.
Hmm. I'm going to go in the B area. I'm not sure the size. I'll go 32B just to even everything out.
I see your guys's point, although that's not a word. And I'm going to say you probably got me on that one, but go ahead and tell us the answer, Matt. Please reveal.
Actually, Brad, you're the winner.
Really?
36C.
36C.
Yep.
My God. I got the cup size right. Man. See?
Right on.
See? Get it?
Must be later in her career then, because
she
didn't start out quite that big.
One of my favorites that I've always liked the sweater puppies of is Patricia Arquette.
Let's see if she's
on here.
Let's go ahead and do that. And let's see if Josh, alone, without help from Scott and I, can figure out the sweater puppy size of Patricia Arquette.
She is on here.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm thinking from the medium era, the TV show, not her size. From the medium era, I'm going to give her at least a low D.
Wow.
So say like maybe 18D.
Wait a minute. That's like my daughter's size.
All right, we'll go with like a 30D.
30D.
Even remotely close.
Scott, do you want to counter that at all?
I do. I am going to go with a 36C. I think she's very similar to the recent Love Hewitt.
All right.
And I'm going to just go with you on that too. That sounds like a good answer there too. So I'm going to say 36C as well. Matt, please tell us.
You guys are right on. Nailed it. 36C.
Hey, Scotty. Woohoo!
You spend enough time looking at them, you learn how to size them.
Apparently not, Josh.
his day job is counting stuff. I'm sure he encounters them on the shelf all the time.
Okay.
In a non-creepy way.
I do have a stepbrother who is a gynecologist by trade.
Mm.
And what I do is I go into retail stores and I count things. And this, of course, includes the women's intimates areas. So whenever I go back home to see the family at Christmas, we always have a running joke of whose hand has been in more women's panties.
That's good. Now, Matt and I have history with a gynecologist in a roundabout way. I'm not sure if we talked about this on the show. Matt, I don't know if you remember this at all, but Mike Logan, the former crazy morning guy at KG95 that we worked at, he used to always make us feel his hands. Because he would put his hands out and he had these soft little baby like hands. It was like a baby's butt. They were so soft. And he'd go, feel these hands. And you'd feel them. He'd say, go ahead, squeeze him. He goes, you know what those are? He goes, those are gynecologist hands. My old man is a gynecologist. I got his hands right here. So he used to make us feel his soft hands all the time.
Oh, remember that.
Yeah. You know what? At least he didn't walk up and go, here, sniff these hands.
That's true. That's true. Could have been a lot worse. That's true.
It's kind of like Sharon Stone, Sandra Bullock.
Wow, Josh.
What?
One step too far. Congratulations.
No.
Too far, Brad, Matt.
Moving on.
Give us another pair of boobs. Now, Matt, go ahead and pull one out of there somewhere. Pull a boob out for us.
All right. Well, last week we talked about the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh,
my favorites, and I've seen the photos. I am going to go with a. I'm sorry if I'm jumping on.
Please go ahead.
I think she's running about a 34, and I'm kind of stuck between C or D. I think she's had some enhancement, so I'll go with the D.
Okay, I'm gonna go second, and I'm going to say 32. You may be right about the D, so I'm going to say 32D.
I'll go right between there, 34D.
Okay.
You guys were scattershot all around it. You were all close. 34C.
Okay. Oh,
off on the cup size.
C. Yeah.
You almost nailed it, though.
I'm dreaming about boobs, man. Big ones. We want some Ds.
What I'm fearing that pulling out, Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
Oh gosh. Let's see if she's on here.
Oh, what's her name?
Beth.
Beth, yeah.
Beth. Oh, she's not on here,
Beth
though.
The Bounty Hunter.
Beth the Bounty Hunter. Mrs. Dog.
I think you go. a car cover rather than a bra.
Well, I think her bras are manufactured by Cabela's, the tent company.
They're sponsored.
That's great. All right, Matt, did you say you had one there?
I'm ready if you guys are ready for another one.
Sure, here. Let's do one more before a break.
All right. How about Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera. Josh, I'm going to let you start this one. You know who she is, don't you?
I know who she is, but I can't even picture her chesticle area. So it'd be a blind guess. I'll go 30C. That's a blind guess.
All right, Scott, go ahead. I'll let you go. I'll go last. You go ahead.
Oh, let's see here. Well, I'm thinking back to her Moulin Rouge video, but those are enhanced by corset. I am going to go with a 32B.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, Matt, is there any way, while you're looking at the answer, that you can tell us if this is pre or post enhancement? Because she has a pre or post baby. I mean, do we have any idea how old this is? What, judging by what you're seeing as an answer, what do you think?
This is post baby. This is current. If you've seen the commercials of her on The Voice, is that the name of the show she judges?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is her then.
Okay, then I'm going to go 57DD.
If I could amend my answer to be just a tad bit more serious, I am going to go with a 42D.
And I'm going to say 38D. Okay.
Whoa, generous. It says 34D currently, and it also has her during pregnancy numbers. 34E.
Wow.
My goodness.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Man. Miss Aguilera, I just have one thing to say to you.
motorboat. Oh, God. Let's do one more. What the hell?
One more.
All is right. There any requests? Do you have one there, Matt? Talk to me.
There's a whole list of them here. So if there's any requests, I'll take them. Otherwise, we'll just pick one.
We got to think of somebody with small ones, but I can't think of anybody's name. Who?
Anna Paquin.
Who's that?
Anna Paquin.
I know that name.
The X-Men movies?
Yes, Rogue from the X-Men movies. She's also, what's that TV show she's on?
True Blood.
Yes, True Blood.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be out on this one.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
I could probably give you Bryan Cranston's bra size from Breaking Bad, but...
Oh no! Okay,
right. No, she's on here.
I got one I want Matt to try: Meatloaf from Fight Club.
Anna Paquin is on there. You say?
Yeah, she's right here.
All right. Well, since I really do, I have got to tell you, I'm out. I'm sorry to say. I'll let you guys go ahead and see if you can guess it.
She doesn't have a whole lot. I'm gonna go maybe like 34A. I think she's maybe large A.
And I've been guessing low all along, so I'm going to say 34B.
There it is.
Wow. Nice. Scott is pretty good at this. Yeah. Yeah.
He's kind of the Todd Sheets of this game.
Yeah, Todd wins all your little contests, doesn't he?
He does.
Every one.
Yep, he does. Even the Family Feud one that's rigged, he still wins it, so... Yeah. Well, very good. We now know what Scott does for a living. So we all know, of course, what I do. And together we...
Hello.
Could make...
It's your drug dealer.
A interesting party, I'm sure. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to know Scott and Josh from Lost in the Static just a little bit better. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello, Tim Connors, your candidate for U.S. Senate.
Isn't this Ronnie's Rolling Pizza?
Well, no, this is Tim Connors, friend for the common man who still believes America is the land of opportunity.
Well, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. I'll just hang up and try again here.
Well, don't you want to ask me about the draft?
No, I'm 28. I'm also epileptic.
Well, don't you think the government is too involved in your life?
I don't know. I live alone.
Well, don't you think that Carter is wasting your tax dollars and ruining the economy with too much government spending, too much waste, and too many handouts to lazy freeloaders?
Well, I don't pay taxes. I'm on welfare.
My opponents preach gun control. I believe that when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. America must have guns to protect their homes and families.
I live in a friend's garage.
Exactly. And when garages are outlawed, only outlaws will have garages.
Huh? What
about the price of gas? Don't you think it's about time America stood up and got tough?
Well, this is fascinating. I think I'll just go now.
Well, how about morality and sex for sale
Goodbye.
And drugs and... Hello? Hello? Hello?
This message has been paid for by Citizens for Sensible Government. Are you listening, Treasurer?
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here with Magic Matt and our special guests tonight, Josh Hadley and Scott Murray from Lost in the Static. You can hear that on Jackalope Radio every Saturday night. Is that right? At what time?
7 p.m. Central Time.
And you also have two other wonderful shows, Radio Drome, which is aired when?
Thursday nights at 9 p.m. and What the Bleep, which is aired Saturday nights at 11 p.m.
That's fantastic, and make sure you check them out. You can also download past shows on jackaloperadio.com. So, guys, as you've probably heard on the show before, we have some Ring of Fire initiation questions. And when I first thought about doing this with you guys, I thought we'd maybe put all the questions in a hat and pull them out. The problem is, and let Matt maybe draw them, but the problem is that then we end up having, you know, hey, Scott, this is your question. And Josh is like, gee, I wish I could have answered that question. So I figured, why should we pigeonhole you guys? Let's just go ahead and ask you guys to tell us a little bit more about yourself right on down the line with some of these questions. Are you guys up for it? You guys, you don't have any holes barred, right?
I'm definitely up for it. I gotta admit, Josh did give me a little bit of a pre-warning about this one. Kind of examples of questions you've asked in the past. So I am a little nervous, but yeah, I'm up for it. How about you, Josh?
Oh, what the hell?
Okay. The good thing is there's actually questions on this list that I do not think we've ever gotten to before. Maybe we'll get to them tonight. So we'll see. We'll see. Let's start off with the easiest one. Scott, we'll start with you. How, when, and with whom did you lose your virginity?
This is actually a hilarious and tragic story of mine. It was a young woman named Susan. I believe I was around 14 years old. And I snuck out of my house at the time and ran down the block and met her at a local cinema. Now, attached to this cinema was a Hook's drugstore, and behind the Hook's drugstore was this empty lot. And I actually lost my virginity in an empty lot behind a Hook's drugstore on a gravel pit.
Oh!
Antic.
It was painful, and I hated it.
Wow, I was going to say, it makes every experience after that feel like the best experience in the world.
Yes, it did.
That's great. Well, Josh, although it really scares me to think about it, can you tell us about your experience?
Not nearly as dramatic as or romantic as Scott's.
But the way he did is illegal in 38 states.
Oh,
no. It's actually with the woman that would become my wife. Obviously not my wife then. And I'm not embarrassed to admit I was 17 by the time I lost my literal cherry. I mean, there'd obviously been – I'd lost it to my hand years earlier. But
right.
We all did. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me. That's how I discovered myself. Yes, exactly. Exploration. To the finest. So great. Well, it's funny you mention illegal activity in 38 states, because the next question is very simple, and we'll start with Josh. Josh, listen closely, as I'm not sure if we've used this one on the show before. Is it an exit or an entrance or both?
Mine or someone else's?
Well,
it's a fair qualifier.
That is a very, very fair qualifier. And let's go ahead and assume that you are a straight male, which we're pretty sure you are. Yeah. So let's go ahead and say anybody else's.
It's absolutely a two-way highway.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. Okay. And Scott, your thoughts on that. Is it an exit or an entrance or both?
Yes.
Yes, what?
That's all you get. Yes.
Okay. It's an interesting way to say it. Say it again.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
Yes. It was just the way you said it. It was kind of made the hair on the back of my neck rise.
Man. Just give me a high five, Josh.
Lord. All right. We're going to go ahead and do this one. This one's been on the show before. Scott, in 30 seconds, how many presidents can you name? Go.
All right. I'm going to go in order here. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Quincy Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Henry, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Hardy.
All right, holy crap. Okay, wait a minute. You've got those. Yeah, you got those memorized.
Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman. Yeah.
Wait, Eisenhower. You forgot an important one here. Somebody who wants to say hello.
Now you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
You didn't get that far.
I haven't gotten that far.
Wait, he's got more to say.
It's getting way too complicated for me.
No, okay, you're right. I cut you off and I shouldn't have. Go ahead. Finish him off.
Let's see here. Where was? Oh, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, H.W. Bush, Clinton, Bush 2, and Obama.
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 There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I am very sorry that I cut you off, Scott. That was my first faux pas of the night. I should have let you go, but I was too concerned about getting this guy in there.
Wait, my Don't. Bitch. Buy your own damn fries.
Oh.
I have that audiobook, by the way. I can't recommend it enough to people.
Okay. I'm impressed that you do. So, Josh, do you even want to try to top that?
Not really. I mean, I was just going to go like Bush, Roosevelt, Obama, Lincoln, Ford, Carter, Washington, Adams, Madison. I don't know. Scott kind of overshadowed me there.
You kind of did. I started with the wrong person, didn't I? That's okay. Let's move on to something else. Now, this question is a gray area after talking about sexuality. Josh, I know you're not a big sports fan, but hopefully you can answer this question for us. Who, in your opinion, is the most handsome male pro athlete?
Well, as you know, I've got some inside knowledge. I'm going to have to go with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. He's a hunky-dory guy, isn't he?
He's more than that. But
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he's kind of handsome. He's got the Jewish nose, but he's kind of handsome. Scott, who, in your opinion, is the most handsome pro male athlete?
Oh, I don't know if he counts as an athlete or not, but, you know, he drives the rainbow car. I'll have to go with Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. Nice looking guy. Yeah. Okay, very well. Let's see. What question shall we ask next? Matt, are you enjoying this?
Yes, it's quite informative.
I could ask you a question.
If you want to.
When was the last time you picked a booger?
Oh, gosh. 3 days ago.
Okay.
It wasn't mine, though. It was my daughter's.
Oh, okay. Fair. Okay. Okay. That's fair.
That's true. You just said a booger. You didn't say your booger, so.
That's true. That's true. Scott, let's ask you, when was the last time you picked your own booger?
I honestly don't remember. It may have been, I've had a cold, so it may have been not too long ago.
Okay. Okay. But, and Josh, what about you and your crusty old greenies?
I don't normally pick them. I pluck them into a napkin. So
okay.
Picking would be a while ago. Having them touch my skin, probably about an hour ago.
Okay. Fair. Okay, that's fair. Here we go. This is getting down and dirty here. All right, Josh. When was the last time you pleasured yourself, and what did you use for stimulation? This is getting deep here. This is This is getting deep. What do you think?
Be about 2 days ago, and it was all in my mind.
All using the mind for the stimulation. Okay. That's fair. That's probably the old-fashioned way, but there's nothing wrong with the old-fashioned way. Now, Adam and Eve, on the other hand, would probably prefer adamandeve.com. They prefer that you maybe, you know, use something, right?
Oh, sorry. I totally meant I used a product, adamandeve.com, using the promo code.
Wait. I didn't get your promo code. What's the promo code?
Static.
You want to tell people about that? Go ahead real quick. Go ahead and tell people about that. A little pimp for your sponsor.
You get 50% off of a single item. You get not one, not two, but three free DVDs. You get free shipping in the United States, and you even get a free mystery gift that's so mysterious, even we don't know what it is.
Just use that promo code STATIC at adamandeve.com. I got to tell you, Matt, when you hear them do that on the show, and I think you've heard it before, Josh tends to drop a few more F-bombs when he's doing that.
Just a couple.
Yeah. in the adjective sense, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
We usually like to really try and sell it or pound it home, no pun intended.
There it is.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. When it comes to the F-bomb, we try and use it in at least one type every, you know, at least all the types of words, because it can be a noun, an adjective, an adverb. It can be, you know, whatever you want. So we try and cover the gamut there with every promo.
And I would say that you do. You did a fine job of it from what I've heard. So now, Scott, you're not going to let me I can't forget. We got to come to you now with the masturbation question. When was the last time you pleasured yourself, and what did you use for stimulation? And by the way, let me tell you, this question is better for women, but we just never have women on the show. So
yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
This question, isn't it? It's
yeah. I mean, because we're instead talking about four men sitting around talking about when the last time was. We never mind. Anyway, but you got to answer the question now, Scott. So go ahead.
Oh no! You want to see a face when I say this? It was just before Josh got here, and as for what I use, my wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's gone now, so he's safe to say.
Yeah, she's out of the house.
Interesting. Did you also tell him that, Josh, that you did it in the chair that he's sitting in right now?
We wiped it down before he could.
There were new stains.
Very good. Very good. All right. This one's going even deeper. Okay. What demons, Scott, are you currently battling? What demons are you currently battling as a man, as a person?
Oh, gosh. You know, to be honest, I'm approaching 40, and so I'm getting into that midlife stage, and I'm kind of looking at my life, and I've really been feeling like a complete failure at just about everything, and I'm kind of ready to pack it up and go traveling and kind of start over again, but I'm fighting that urge because, you know, my dad did it and it didn't work out too well for him, so.
Okay.
I'm sticking with it, but I have, quite honestly, recently just been feeling like a true failure at life.
Boy. And I'm sure my friend is not helping.
You certainly rub it in, but I come from a family. My dad's a surgeon. I've got two cousins who are neurosurgeons. My uncle is a neurosurgeon. I've got three more cousins that are nurses. My sister was a very successful pharmaceutical rep, and so I'm surrounded by, you know, the medical industry, and
you throw out the F word on the radio.
I count things and throw out the F word on the radio for a living. So yeah, I really have been feeling quite small and like a failure.
Well, I got news for you. You know, I'm 41, just turned it here recently, and it doesn't get any better at 41. So enjoy yourself, Scott.
Well, I did just before Josh got here.
That's the rumor. That's good. That's good. You know, I gotta tell you, being a guy around 40 years old, it's definitely interesting. And everybody's at a different point in their life, regardless of when they hit 40. It's like, I've got a kid too, so here I am, got a 4-year-old at home, and I'm 41, and it's like I'm not sure which way's up and which way's down, and I get to play on the radio, the pretend radio, all the time too, and I'm like, what am I doing with myself? Yeah, it's confusing, and I need a shrink really bad and some drugs. But again, I guess that since I've got an entire supply in my basement,
hello,
I'm okay. So Josh, let's talk to you about what demons, and if there's more than one, feel free to let us know. What demons are you currently battling, Mr. Headley?
Well, it's just one. His name is Azeroth, and he was conjured during a really, really badly thought-out session of Dungeons & Dragons.
Come on, man.
You set me up by using the term demon.
Oh, God. Josh, come on. Come on. You got to dig deep. This is like Barbara Walters. I'm Barbara Walters here. Come on. Dig deep. Dig deep.
Right now, and in all honesty, she probably won't like me saying this, but the probable dissolution of my marriage that'll probably happen within the next year.
That's always a bad thing, I can tell you from experience. I mean, I've got an ex-wife, don't I, Matt?
You sure do.
Would you like to tell everybody what she sounds like?
Sure. Hi, this is Amy, Brad's ex-wife.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
Hates him. I'm fine now that I'm not with you.
I've missed you and your 34 C's.
You're too generous, Brad.
I probably am, but when you were fat, let me tell you.
Yeah, they were a little fuller then.
They were. So,
Where's Todd?
No, stop it. All right. That's enough. Let's move on. Maybe some other time, Amy. Nice to talk to you again.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
I have to share this with you, Brad and Matt, because anytime you think about your ex, this little story will make you feel much, much better.
Go for it.
I have a friend named Tori who lives down in Australia. And he started doing a radio show very much like the one that we're doing now. And his co-host was from Tennessee, and they used to get on Skype and do the show. And when Tori paid for JD to fly down to Australia, helped him apply to be an Australian citizen so that they could work in the same room and turn their radio show into something really, truly profitable and make a good business of it, JD, as soon as he became an Australian citizen, quit the radio show, slept with Tori's wife, and then after Tori and his wife broke up, JD found Tori's girlfriend and ended up marrying her away from Tori.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And so this poor...
Could always be worse.
Yeah, it could always be worse is what I'm trying to say. And I don't think Tori's ever recovered from that one, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty bad. That kicks the Amy story in the can. There's no comparison. So, good point. That's something. I probably would have offed myself. So,
you know. that sounds like a Marvelous Three song.
That does sound like a Marvelous Three song. That's true. Here's a little story about a singer named Jed. Yeah, he caught his girlfriend. Well, never mind. Anyway, sorry. You guys probably don't know who Marvelous Three is, but Matt and I do.
You'll have to share the music on the show. I'd like to hear it.
We love Butch Walker, don't we, Matt?
We sure do. He's awesome.
I can't put down his book. It's a great book. But anyway, so good story. And where the hell were we now? We got off. We talked about barnyard animals yet? No, wait. Okay.
No. You had just asked us about demons and neither one of us fighting barnyard animals. So
Okay, that's good. Well, we're going to talk about barnyard animals now. Here we go. Now, this, again, hopefully there's no way Josh can twist this. All right, here we go. All right. How much money, in theory, for you, Josh, to have sex with a sheep or another barnyard animal?
Probably about the 10 mil tax-free. That's 10 mil after taxes.
Okay.
Well, 10 million hides a lot of shame.
10 million. 10 million. Would you choose a sheep or would you go with something else?
I don't know. If you've ever seen The Devil's Rejects, they say chickens ain't so bad.
They did say that, but you know they say that sheep are a lot like women. So, that's an interesting answer. But $10 million, okay. I'm anxious now to see if Scott would do it for less or more. Scott, how much money in theory for you to have sex with a sheep or a barnyard animal?
Well. Let's see here. I mean, 10 million is a nice, good round number.
Post taxes.
I mean, post taxes, 10 million done in cash. I like that. But I think if I'm honest, I'd probably do it for $8.
$8?
No, not $8. $8 million. About $3.50. I'd probably do it for $8 million.
Okay.
Just, you know, well, I spend most of my life undercutting Josh, so I'm of Scottish heritage, so I think a sheep would be fitting. I'm pretty sure I've got some of those in my family tree.
Okay.
So.
Very well. Good answers from both of you. You know, I dropped this question earlier, but we're going to go ahead and just kind of lighten it up a little bit and ask this question real quick. Round it off to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, Scott. How many partners, sexual partners, have you had in your life?
You opened a can of worms there, bro.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to whip out the calculator.
Well, that's why I said you can feel free to round up around to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
You know what? I lost track at about 100.
Are you kidding me? God. No,
he's a pagan, so it's a little more accepted in his.
No, circle. It has nothing to do with paganism. It's just that I'm a male slut.
Wow.
I lost track at about 100. And just so that listeners feel safe, during this time was tested every 6 months, and I have been tested since. And I skirted the bad stuff.
All right, look, I got to ask this question, and Matt, you know me too. And, you know, first of all, my first thought upon hearing this is, number one, why was I not hanging out with you during this period? Because here's the thing. I don't think that I could get – I've been alive now 41 years. I don't think that I could get 100 women or more to sleep with me. I don't know what I do wrong. Is there a method to the madness, Scott? I'm not trying to compare, you know, how I look compared to you or what these women might have looked like or whatever. Just in general, I mean, that's a lot of women saying, okay, I'll do it. I mean, how? Am I right about asking that question, Matt? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, I got to know.
Okay, I'll give you the short version. Back in college and the end of high school, I was a much more attractive man. And I was willing to allow people to point a camera at me, and I was very open-minded.
So were you paid for that?
Some.
Wow.
Some I was, some I wasn't.
Wow. Wow. So we can just go out and say, I mean, you were doing porn, okay?
Yeah, this isn't commercially released porn. This was just for, usually it was for couples' enjoyment. Either the man or the woman got off on the idea of watching their partner with someone else. I had one couple that really enjoyed the company of a much younger man. And to be honest, I'm not trying to be egotistical here, but I am a blessed man.
Yeah, I kind of you're kind of like Ed Begley Jr. is what you're saying. Okay, yeah. All right, I'm good. So Josh really looks up to you, or maybe in some senses looks down to you. But Josh, I mean, how do you feel about this?
Well, I'm just learning about it, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me get this straight. You're just learning about this? Scott, you're making me kind of suspicious here. How is it that you have not talked to Josh about this before?
Josh and I have discussed sex, but generally it's in a current condition type thing or you know, what have you been into or anything like that. He really has never asked me about past partners or this side. I wouldn't be suspicious
of him, because Scott's not known to lie, but yeah, this is just the first time hearing about it.
Yeah, wow. And I'm not like actively trying to hide or anything like that. It's just I've never been asked. So,
well, there's Matt, I suppose that I got what I deserve with that question, huh?
Yeah, you just be careful what you wish for.
No kidding. Now, if I'm not mistaken, we go over to Josh now.
And we
ask him. I think he's going to be just the opposite from what I've gathered. Josh, round it off to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, or even further down if you need to. How many partners have you had in your life?
Rounding up would be to 5. I knocked my wife up when I was 17, so been monogamous ever since. So
have you had one partner?
Do my hands count?
No.
Then yes.
Okay, see, now this is another extreme that makes no sense to me between Scott and Josh, okay? Josh looks like he should be stoned all the time, and he's not. And here's Scott over here with the 9 million sexual partners, and Josh has been the good boy. He's every woman's dream. He's had one partner. It's amazing. You guys are like, you guys should really just do a TV show about yourself. Sitcom. I see a sitcom in the future. Josh and Scott.
It really is frightening that you could pretty much choose a subject at random, and Josh and I are probably either going to take opposite stance or have opposite life experiences. Well, for instance, traveling. I've been all over the world and to 49 of the 50 states and stuff like that. Josh has been...
I've barely left Wisconsin.
See? There you go. See? So. Interesting. Interesting. Here's the question real quick. Do you guys, we don't have a lot of time left on the show. Do you guys have gripes of the week ready? Because if you don't necessarily have gripes of the week and you were planning on winging it, we could skip gripes of the week. I've got one more big question that I'd like to ask if you don't want to do gripes of the week. It's totally your call, Josh and Scott.
I don't really have anything planned, but...
I don't really have any gripes this week.
Good. So Matt, you hold your gripe. We'll use them next time if you don't mind. And we're going to ask the big question here. This is my favorite question on the list. Here we go. We'll end the show with this. Who do I start with? Josh. Josh, what family member would you have sex with if you had to? Aside from your wife, what family member would you have sex with?
A couple of female cousins by marriage that aren't so bad.
Okay.
And it'd still actually be incest, really, because there wouldn't be my blood in there.
Can I amend your question?
Sure.
What if it had to be a blood relative, Josh?
That's not what Brad asked. No,
I know
you don't
that.
Get to
I
amend
know.
That.
No, no,
Brad's
no,
the host.
Okay.
Well, so are you talking about your wife's cousins? Is that what you said?
No, cousins by marriage. You
cousins
know, like
by marriage. Okay. Okay.
Down the line. There's a couple. Can't even think of their names.
Oh, but we know. See, that's the next question, though, Josh. We need some names. Come on. You got to give me a name of somebody. We got to have a proper name.
All right. My cousin Michelle.
Your cousin Michelle. Now, is this the one of the cousins you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So not really blood, but...
Right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I've actually seen her boobs when I went to a topless bar once in the town that they live in, and she was our waitress, and it was like just embarrassing all around.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
It was like, hi, Michelle. It's like, yeah, could we get a different waitress? This is just creepy. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, if I did say that it needed to be a blood relative, could you come up with anybody for us?
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to think it would be like way down the line, like some of the Texas people on my dad's side, maybe one of the chicks down there.
One of the chicks down there. Okay. I'm going to let you get by with that answer. At least you came up with a proper name for us. Now, let's get over to Dirk Diggler here and let's see. Let's see what answer Scott has for us on that. Scott, what family member would you have sex with if you absolutely had to? I'd prefer a blood relative, if you will.
Oh, if I absolutely had to. I'll tell you what. I, again, will do the opposite of what Josh did, and I will give you... I have some step nieces named Margaret, and then twins named Allison and
of course you go
Meredith. And yeah, and they're just adorable little blonde things, and they're off in the world and all married now. So, but let's see here. So for non-blood, it would be any of my step nieces. If I had to go blood, and I absolutely had to, I've got two female cousins, Kim and Heidi, and either one of them are absolutely beautiful. And yeah. Heidi was close to my age, and we were always best buds growing up. Now, no, nothing like that happened between any of us. But
going to family reunions to pick up chicks? It's
no,
wrong.
Yeah. I'm from Southern Indiana, not Kentucky. I'm okay.
All right.
It's funny how Josh had a hard time naming one or two people, and you named like five. That's funny.
You see what I deal with every week?
Yeah, this is interesting. I'm finding a side of Scott that I never would have known existed on Lost in the Static. That's funny.
It's the way it was supposed to be.
That is so good. Well, make sure you tell everybody on your next episode of Lost in the Static to listen to this show with the Brad Westmar Show. That's funny. That's funny. Now, I want to ask, as we roll the music behind us here and begin the ending of our show this week, I would like to do this. This is actually question number 12. It's not really a question. I'd like to have somebody out of the two of you drop right now and give us 10 push-ups. Which one of you will drop down right now on the floor? Maybe you'd both do it for us. Somebody drop down and give us 10. Who's doing it?
I'd have a heart attack.
Hang on just a second. Let me, here, Josh.
Take your headphones off.
I have a heart attack.
Here, Josh, he just stood up with his headphones on and just strangled himself.
It's kind of like me trying to get off a plane. All right, Josh, with the seatbelt still on.
He's actually doing it.
Count them out.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yay! Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yay! Good job! It has been an absolute pleasure having Josh and Scott here on the air with us on the Brad Westmar Show from Lost in the Static on Jackalope Radio, which airs every Saturday night at, you said, 7 p.m., is that right?
7 p.m. Central.
And you can also download all the past shows and their sponsor, AdamandEve.com. You can use the code word static and get how much off?
50% off of a single item, 3 free DVDs, free shipping in the United States, and a free mystery gift.
You cannot beat that. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us on, eventually.
Thank you very much for having us on, and I hope we get to be on again, and who knows, I'm kind of scared of what questions you'll ask next time.
You just never know. I'm going to have to come up with 12 more. Matt, get to work on that, okay?
Not a problem at all.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed that last part. What was that?
Why is that Matt's responsibility? Isn't it your show?
No, it's, I don't got to give him some kind of responsibility, right, Matt?
Yeah, he needs to keep me busy.
Especially while I'm busy producing this show, I've got too much on my mind as it is, so...
He talks to himself enough as it is. He doesn't need anything else on his plate.
It's true. It's true. Thank you again, guys. It's great to have you along. I am Brad for Magic Matt. Magic Matt, I'm leaving you off. You don't have three things to tonight, do you?
I got them if you want.
Oh, my God. Go ahead real quick. Go for it.
Scott is an expert on boobs and presidents. Josh's family is much more interesting than mine. And Brad is going to spend the rest of the night imagining what it would be like to own a time machine, travel back in time 20 years, and trade lives with Scott.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. Josh, Scott, thanks again. I'm Brad for Matt saying good night to everybody.
Good night. Won't talk to me now.